God has a plan from the beginning for whom he did foreknow. In other words, before you got here, when the egg and the sperm hadn't met each other.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Let's take it back a little further. When your dad and mom didn't know each other.
Amen.
Let's take it back before they were born. Your grandma and grandma. Let's take it back a little further.
Amen.
It'll go all the way back before Adam and Eve knew each other. Before there was a garden. Before there was light. Before there was anything, God knew you. God had you on his mind. God had you in his heart. He foreknew 2015. There'll be a group of warriors. Come on, assembled at 405. Exoria Avenue in the second service. Come on, in the second service, in the 11 o'clock service. Come on, I know them all by name. Huh? I knew them before they got there, and I got them there. They're walking in my divine time. They're in my perfect will. Huh? They're where I want them to be right at the time I want them to be there. Hello, somebody. He foreknows. After I told him in Jamaica, I said, don't worry, be happy. I said, y'all started that phrase, didn't you? They said, yeah, we did. I said, well, y'all stop worrying and just be happy. Tell somebody, don't worry, be happy. God, the God of all time, the one that manages time, the one that can stop time, start time, the one that created time, the one that's before time and after time. The infinite, the alpha, the omega, the beginning, the end, the first, the last. The one that was dead but is alive. King of kings and Lord of lords. Tell somebody he's at the helm. He's at the helm. He's controlling this thing. And the wonderful thing is you belong to him. Do you know any king, any good king, was responsible for all his citizens, their welfare? Amen. That they had food to eat, that they were safe, that they were blessed. How many know he's the King of kings and the Lord of lords? And tell somebody he's a good king. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. He's a good king. We are Romans 8:29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Predestinate. You know, the word that comes to my mind is pre-cooked. Makes it easy for you. All you got to do is follow the directions. Microwave for 3 minutes. That sounds easy enough. You couldn't boil water, but you can microwave. So you get it pre-cooked. Somebody already cooked it for me. So my destiny, my destination is already predestined. I don't have to worry about where I'm going or how I'm going to get there. If I trust God, if I just stay with God, he's going to get me there. Why? Because it's predestined. That's why it's important to be content in whatsoever state you find yourself. Because everything that you see is variable, is subject to change. And God's going to do some dramatic changing. I'm telling you, we come up on an accelerated time. God's going to change stuff. Your whole situation, your whole life can change in one day. You be at the bottom of the pile, and before you know it, you're sitting on top. He took David from a sheepfold. Huh? Back there tending little stinky sheep. Wasn't even included when the prophet came. One born in iniquity, shaping in sin. Or born in sin, shaping in iniquity. Wasn't even included. But God took him and said, I have predestined you to be a ruler, to be a king. Before David went home to be with the Lord, he provided everything that Solomon needed for the temple. Everything. Every penny. And if you equate that to today's monetary amounts. It was in the billions. But David took, God took him from nowhere. One thing I like about David, you know, I haven't read this in the scripture, but I believe it was the spirit of the scripture. It says that, you know, David lived, he reigned in royalty. You know, when Mephibosheth came, you know, he was given the robe, the gold chain, and he came and he sat at the table with them. And, you know, now think, it's not like you sitting down in front of a pot pie. They're in a studio apartment, you know, and, you know, got a drip over there on the ceiling, and you saw a little bug run by, and, you know, you were there. I'm trying to paint a picture here. And 5 minutes later, the train is right outside your window, and everything shakes with you. No, theirs was that of royalty. First of all, the praise team had to come out. And they played skillfully. They had the best in the royal court. The singers came out, probably jugglers and those, you know, that did all kind of stuff. But they came out and danced, and the music and the ambiance and the setting and the atmosphere was. And they killed fatted calves. And, I mean, it wasn't, you know, just a little meal. It was extravagant. What they did was extravagant. Every meal, every night, they drank from the gold goblets. They ate from the table with gold and silver and the best of everything. But David, and again, this is the spirit of the scriptures. David was a man after God's heart. I read this once from a commentator, how that David, every so often, just to remind himself and to magnify God, he would get his little tin cup that he never threw away, that he used to go to the brook when he was tending the sheep and drink water. He would get his tin cup while dinner was going on. He'd go outside the palace, out behind the palace at the brook Kedron, and he'd go and sit. And instead of all the pomp and all the majesty that he'd sit there and drink from the brook, from his little tin cup, honoring God and remembering where God brought him from. That's what I like about David. David never forgot where he came from. He never let royalty, he never let influence get to him. He always had a heart of fairness and equity. Never got to where he was too proud, too lifted up. Let me. I want to get into something real quick here, because I know it's important concerning wrestling. Let me get this quickly here. We're conformed to his image, the image of his son. Any report that is not a good report is considered an evil report. If it's not a good report in line with what God's spirit in the mind of God in the scripture, then it's an evil report. Somebody say evil report. Now what happens is we oftentimes wrestle. Now what I want to say to you, stop wrestling people. Stop wrestling people. Stop fighting people. Stop resisting people. That's the wrong warfare. And that will bring about to you a wrong spirit. You'll get a wrong spirit. If you fight people, you'll have a wrong spirit. You'll be fighting. You'll be like a hammer and everything becomes a nail. And now you're fighting. Instead of being a true worshiper, now you're a fighter. And you start to sound like an angry preacher. Ah! Ah, get out my way. In Jesus' name. See, worship and praise, and that is, it's simple. I don't have to push you out my way. You know, even when people try to get in your head or get in your way, that's all right. All I got to do is yield to God. Amen. He'll break every chain. Amen. I don't have to get angry with you. Amen. I don't have to push or pump or prime or force my way, because then I'm becoming angry and I'm like, and I lose focus. God kind of steps back, because now it's about you. It's not about him anymore. It's about me being free. Not about me at all. See, that's where we lose the focus. And that's a temptation, a challenge to us all the time. Especially when God starts to really bless you. You can lose focus and start trying to protect the blessing. He starts to anoint you. Now you're protecting your anointing. You get silent on people. People used to talk to you all the time. Now you're discerning them. Sorry, ain't got time today. Text me or email me. You know. Wrong spirit. No, the closer you get to God, the more open that you get. The true freedom is not me. I'm not free. I'm bound because I'm fighting. All I'm called to do is fight the fight of faith. And that I'm gonna give you a definition of that fight, because it's not the kind of fight you think. See, fighting has a bad rap. Because we think of fighting, we think of punching, we think of anger and all that. No, we'll look at that. It's not that. In Christ, there's a relaxation, a relaxed mental attitude. If I pray rough, you hear me pray sometimes loud and rough, but I'm hitting stuff in the spirit. And after I pray, then there's a clearance. I'm relaxed. I'm not going out now. And you say something. What? Better back off. You don't know who you messing with. No, it's been done in the spirit to free me up here. In other words, you go up there in prayer, not against people. My spirit is very sensitive when people's spirit come against me. And I don't resist them. I have the capacity. I don't resist them. I have a shield of faith, but I recognize and I try to find out what's an issue there. What's going on there? But if I get it, see, there's a spirit called provocation. And if you're not careful, you'll be provoked. You'll think people are behind stuff. And that's not even your warfare. See, Joseph had to understand his responsibility under restriction. And see, the moment I think you're trying to bind me up or limit me, it becomes about me and you. It's no longer about God. But see, Joseph understood how to be responsible and free under restriction.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 78 of Mega Grace, the prophetic transformation, part 2. Ephesians 6 verse 12 states, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Most people equate fighting with anger. The word fight is not a negative word. Fight causes you to move or act while competing against. We must learn to fight in the spirit realm with the Word of God. What was begun in the spirit must continue and be completed in the spirit.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.